Though zombies might prove fun when hanging out with Bill Murray in Zombieland, Oscar-winning director Danny Boyle sticks with the gut-level fear they induce, first in his 28 Days Later, then in 28 Weeks Later, and now for 28 Years Later. Purists can argue that true zombies die as humans and then reanimate, so technically the hordes causing Boyle's apocalypse qualify as, quote, the infected, but the people getting chased and eaten don't have time to think about such distinctions. After all, horror means scary situations, and getting torn apart meets that requirement, made more so by buckets of blood and piles of unmusical organs. Working off some concepts that first gained popularity from George Romero's Night of the Living Dead, Boyle and writer Alex Garland increased the fear factor by adding speed to the mix. An infected person can run down a 4-minute miler. And like Romero, Boyle and Garland catch the chance to put social commentary in the mix, calling the disease infecting millions rage. 28 years later, well, actually 23 since the first film, rage takes on a new relevance for audiences familiar with the changes real-life pandemics cause. Thought-provoking insights raised 28 years later above a mere gore fest, though violence, deafening noise, and flashing imagery create intentionally difficult moments to experience. Not only that, the hero makes some really stupid decisions, no big surprise coming from a 12-year-old boy, though young Alfie Williams adds some gravitas beyond his years as he holds his own with other cast members like Jodie Comer and Ralph Fiennes. Also, the kid takes risks for love, giving the movie depth and heart. Well, make that soul, since you don't want to show human body parts to residents of any zombie apocalypse. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollabird.